There's a new study that shows a disparity in debt incurred from going to school, and it depends on race. Dr. Darla Spence Coffey is president and CEO of the Council on Social Work Education. So what did you guys find?
We were able to find the data point that you just referred to. This was the first time in the last 3 years when we were doing a workforce study on what our recent social work graduates are experiencing in the marketplace, how well they felt prepared through their social work education programs for their first jobs, and so forth. And we asked a question this last year about the debt that they were accumulating on the way to earning their master's in social work. And it was at that time that we got the statistic that you referred to just leapt out at us, that Black and brown students are accumulating more debt than their white counterparts when earning their social work degree. And this is something that was very concerning to all of us.
And it can really put people just behind in their overall wealth. And, you know, starting a career can influence the decisions they make when they start with more debt, right?
That's right. And we're not talking about a profession that's known for its high salary. So this is particularly concerning for those entering the social work profession.
So what can be done about this? What needs to be done?
So what we've been doing, and we need to ramp up our efforts and think of additional ways to support this. But, you know, it's really kind of a multi-prong approach to this. At the level of the programs, you know, the Council on Social Work Education represents over 800 social work education programs at the baccalaureate through doctoral programs in the U.S. And what we need to be doing is making sure that we can support programs in providing financial counseling and financial literacy services to students so that they understand the decisions that they're making about taking out loans through that process. There's also really important income-based repayment plans, as well as public service loan forgiveness opportunities. But they take some real attention to detail to maintain eligibility for those programs. And so our education programs could be advising students how to make sure that they're attending to all of those details to make sure that they're eligible for loan forgiveness at the end of a 10-year period of time when forgiveness of their loan is available. The other thing that we need to be doing is at the federal level. So that's really my bailiwick as the national body representing all of those programs. We do a lot of advocacy at the federal level to increase the opportunities for both out and outright grants so that students are not required to take out additional loans, but providing grant opportunities at the, you know, as they start their programs. One example that I'll give is that we've really advocated for the use of Pell Grants.
That is Dr. Darla Spence Coffey,